I'll take the front.
Yo, Dad, Urkel alert. You're welcome.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, in
Larry, Moe, and Urkel.
Mar, my little cup of noodles. I have something very exciting to show you. Feast your eyes on the newest addition to La Familia Urkel, all the way from a South American rainforest, a Peruvian stick bug. Pablo!
Girls!
Come on, grow some guts.
That thing is so ugly.
Shh, Pablo's bilingual.
Excuse me, but I don't want to hear about a bug's sex life.
Steve, why did you send away for that thing?
Well, the truth is, I'm baddie for bugs. I love them. In fact, every year I attend the entomology expo. Pablo here is a shoo-in to win best and most legs. Pablo! Pablo! He's gone! He's gone! Help me find him! Pablo! 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 ¿Dónde estás? Háblame! Ahora mismo!
Oh, my.
Calm down, honey. Calm down.
Did you see the size of that thing?
I'll bet that's what the bug was thinking, too.
Got it.
is Pablo?
Him. And him. And all him. How could you do this?
Steve, that thing was staring right at my jugular going like this.
He was doing the mating ritual.
And I stopped him just in time.
How can you be so insensitive?
Steve, it was just a bug.
It was a special bug and expensive to boot. Why, Pablo cost me $486.52.
What? That is way too much money to spend on a dead insect.
Well, he wasn't dead till he met you. Well, don't you have something you'd like to say to me?
Yes. Clean up that mess and then go home.
Vaya con Dios, compadre. You're in a happier place now, where the leaves are succulent and no one wears shoes. Come to bed. It's late.
I can't. Every time I close my eyes, I see that.
You mock the dead?
Steve, what do you want?
I thought I'd give Carl one last chance to apologize.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Steve, it was just a stupid bug.
Well, then we'll see if the judge thinks it was just a stupid bug.
Judge? What judge?
I'm suing your bug-squashing pants off.
No, wait a minute. Can't you just settle this amongst yourselves?
No.
Small claims court is backed up for months.
Oh, we don't need small claims court. We can settle this on that TV show, Citizens Court.
Wait a minute. Are you two willing to make fools of yourselves on national TV?
Yes.
Just asking.
Hurry! Mom! Judy! It's starting!
Mom, is Uncle Carl going to jail?
No, Pinhead. You don't go to jail for killing a bug.
Don't call me names. Jerk face.
Anything you say is sock breath.
Kids.
I'm gonna take you to court.
Yeah?
Hey! Now stop it, you two. You're behaving like adults.
Starting.
This is the plaintiff, Stephen Q. Urkel.
He claims the defendant crushed his Crayosilus spinosus. He's suing for $486.52, the value of his dead bug. This is the defendant, Carl Winslow. He claims, and I quote, "For Pete's sake, it was just a stupid bug." What you are witnessing is real. The participants are not actors. They are ticked off people who can't solve their own problems. They've agreed to have their disputes settled here on Citizens Court.
I have read your complaint. All witnesses have been sworn and are under oath. Mr. Urkel, could you give us a brief summary of the facts?
Certainly, Your Honor. I picked up Pablo, brought him to the Winslows. He am sprayed. Carl found him, got his undies in a bundle, freaked out, and bingo. 486 big ones on the wrong side of a shoe.
Thank you, Mr. Winslow.
Yes, sir. At this time, Your Honor, I would like to exercise my right to legal representation.
Your counsel?
My daughter, Laura Winslow.
Chicanery. Why, you're using the woman I love in a shameless attempt to unnerve me. Nice strategy.
Thank you.
But it won't work.
Lara, my judicial jujube. Today, my only mistress is the law. So hang on to your briefs, Mama. I've inherited the wind.
Winslow, you may call your first witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'll call Estelle Winslow to the stand.
Allow me.
And now, Mrs. Winslow, you were present in the room when the bug...
Objection. My bug had a name, Your Honor.
Sustained.
You were present when the bug, Pablo, stalked and attacked your son, Carl?
Well, it wasn't exactly a stalking.
But he was about to attack.
No, not really. And may I add, Steve is a fine young man.
Move to strike. This is a hostile witness.
Hostile witness? It's your mother!
I guess I have no further questions.
Mr. Urkel, cross-examine?
Oh, no need, Your Honor. My work's been done.
Everybody step down.
The defense calls Harriet Winslow. Could you please tell us what line of work your husband is in?
He's a police officer.
I see. And has he ever overreacted or behaved unprofessionally as a police officer?
Never. In fact, he's been awarded several commendations.
Thank you. Your witness.
Mrs. Winslow, would you describe your husband Carl here as an even-tempered man?
Well, I...
I remind you, you are under oath.
Well, I,
Well, let me ask you this. Do you have a living room mantle where you keep certain... a bric-a-brac?
Yes.
Isn't it true that your husband will often fly into an uncontrollable rage and throw that bric-a-brac?
No, it isn't.
Isn't it true that porcelain flies in your house so often that your bric-a-bracs are getting frequent flyer mileage?
No! Oh, no.
Mr. Urkel, you're out of line.
Oh, I withdraw the question, Your Honor. Nothing further.
All right, young man, call your first witness.
Your Honor, I would like to call Waldo Foldo.
Okay, but I'm not home.
Waldo, come to the witness stand. State your name.
Illinois.
No. State your name, not name your state.
Oh, Waldo Faldo from Illinois.
Now, Mr. Faldo, would you please tell the court your experiences with Pablo?
Pablo was a kind and gentle creature. When I was with him, I felt like I was one with the B.O. spear.
Perhaps you mean biosphere?
Okay, cool.
Great, nothing further, bye.
Not so fast. Waldo, is there something written on your arm?
Only the stuff Steve told me to say.
Thank you, Waldo. You may go.
No, thanks. I went before I left the house.
I meant you may go to your seat.
Oh, cool.
Don't gloat, Dreamboat. That ain't all she wrote. Your Honor, I would like to call my last witness, Edward Winslow. Now, Eddie, when you were 7 years old, did you have a pet?
Yeah, I had a hamster, Mr. Fluffkins.
Do you remember one day when Mr. Fluffkins got out of his cage?
Yeah. I was cleaning my room, and I noticed he was gone. Dad was in the laundry room, and he said he hadn't seen my hamster.
And you believed him.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's my dad. Anyway, I started taking clothes out of the dryer, and
what, Eddie?
There was Mr. Fluffkin stuck in a lint trap.
Was he dead?
Yes. But he was wrinkle-free and springtime fresh.
Oh, Eddie. Now, I know the memory still hurts, but I have to ask one more question. Now, is it possible for an itty-bitty little hamster to get into a tall, big dryer all by himself? Or wouldn't he need a little boost?
One more outburst like that, and I'll clear the courtroom and put on a rerun.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
You may step down. Miss Winslow, do you have a closing statement?
Your Honor, my client would like to speak on his own behalf.
Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen, it was just a stupid bug.
Thank you, Mr. Urkel.
Now, what are we talking about here? A bug or a friend? Pablo was my friend. And Carl Winslow was my friend. And, well, when Carl squished Pablo, well, it killed two friendships. But one of those friendships could have been saved. If Carl here, well, had only found it in his heart to say I'm sorry.
I'll be back in a moment with my decision.
Steve.
Yes?
Did you really mean what you said? Did I kill our friendship?
Well, it's definitely an intensive care.
Well, I didn't mean for that to happen.
Well, me neither. But a real friend wouldn't keep referring to Pablo as a stupid bug.
Well, you're right. If it's important to you, it is not a stupid bug. So I guess it's up to me to apologize.
That's all I ever wanted to hear. Buds again, big guy.
Buds again. And you know what? I'll even buy you a new bug.
Ah, no, Carl. It's too soon.
Well, I have considered this case carefully, and I've reached a decision.
Never mind, Your Honor.
Never mind.
No, sir, we've settled it ourselves.
What? But I'm the judge. It's what I do. I judge things. Would you at least like to hear what I would have said?
No.
Not really. Not even necessary.